This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Alice at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny, our number one priority today is to not break anything. It's just me and you. We got a guy with a janky hip. He's getting that fixed today. Good morning, Maddie. I know you're at home listening.
He is?
Texting me right back this morning. Yeah. He's getting, you know, I guess he's in pre-op. I don't know.
You can't listen to the radio in pre-op. When's his surgery scheduled for?
I really don't know. Probably first thing, right? I mean, he probably hasn't been able to eat since yesterday. He's starving. You know that guy. He loves his food. And he also is one of those people who does the intermittent fasting, but they're just torturing themselves for 16 hours a day.
I don't know about that stuff. I don't know all his deets.
The whole thing.
But I do know
we can't break anything today because there's we screaming Robin's name down the hall.
We're without, but hopefully this is the last time we have to have hip surgery.
Right. But there's only two hips involved. One of them's already done.
Right.
And hopefully me and you never have to have hip surgery. It just doesn't seem fun.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I'll knock on wood anyway. Yeah. But there's some things that I've had, like I've had some knee things where I've gone, what the? And the doc has said, you have what's known as arthritis. And that just means the padding in there is gone.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even, I'm not even a runner. Like, I mean, I run, but not like Christina runs. Like, the miles she puts in.
Those are hard miles on your body, you know? It's
not
low impact.
Right?
Swimming is probably better. But you get those big floppy muscles. I don't want those.
Biking is good.
Sure.
Anyway, my hips are good. I don't think.
I mean, let's talk.
My hips are good.
Why would we yell that out?
But I've had the knee, you know, situation where it truly felt like my knee was slipping.
Oh, boy.
The kneecap was,
oh, no.
It was gnarly.
Well, they do say that the joint replacement technology is incredible.
Well, they've also
days.
Said to me, and they were right, which is, you know, since we've had kids, I've exercised a lot less than I'm used to.
Yes.
And the doc was like, just exercise more. Mm. There's like a.
I feel like you're a guy who exercises.
I do, but I'm not doing as much as I have or should. And so.
And we do. Honestly, it gets harder and harder the older you are. Not just because you're older, but because like everything sticks to you more.
I've made a better point to at least effort exercise instead of going, I can't today.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yep.
Everything's on me.
Well, you got to give yourself a pass at some point, too. I mean, as we get older, it's like, you know, why do things that potentially could hurt us? Let's just lay back and relax.
So today,
actually
yesterday, let me go back to yesterday. So yesterday was Christina's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Christina. Oh, we didn't say anything to her on the air.
Well,
Damn it.
I called her and we sang together.
Well, fine. So what did you guys do for her birthday?
I called her, and then the girls were in the car, and they were all driving to school drop-off, and I just started singing happy birthday. I went right into it. You know me. That's
one of my
good ones.
Oh,
I am.
It's like
you need
among
to hear
the
that.
Hottest of the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I had it on tape right now, I would play it for you.
And at every break where you go, you know, happy birthday to you, my youngest daughter was yelling, cha-cha-cha!
I hate that. That's the thing now.
Is it?
Yep. You will never get away from that now.
Ah,
everyone does.
I was laughing, but I hadn't heard, because I hadn't heard it before, but I was like, what is happening? But it was funny because she was there with, in every breath, with cha-cha-cha.
It's, I'm actually surprised that you haven't really, like,
I just never. Come on.
It's like, yeah, I suppose that's true.
Right.
Oh my God. It started like when my, I mean, I actually don't know when it started. I started noticing it when my kids were little.
Oh, and would it's do been the around cha-cha-cha. A while. Okay.
Yeah. And right. People would start doing, I was like, what are you doing wrecking this song? Why is this song getting wrecked? Now, when I go to adult parties, it doesn't happen as much.
Okay.
Sometimes it does. By annoying people, they'll start doing it.
Mm.
But for the most part, you know, you can... Well, listen.
I'm not really familiar.
In my stupid group of friends, we all sing the harmonies and go crazy on happy birthdays.
On birthdays?
So oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Pat, you can't help. You can't stop me and Pat from putting a harmony on something.
Good old Pat.
I know. Good old Pat. I love Pat so much. I miss him. I feel like I haven't seen anybody in so long.
Why?
We've just been like... Everyone's busy. I don't know if it's this time of year or... Or we're just being abandoned.
Oh, no.
No, it's just very, it's been very, like, tough to put a thing together.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.